This week's update from the Isle of Man with Rhiann Evans from Manx Radio.
Coming up on Sunday, it was a bye week last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So this season, it's 2 weeks on, 1 week off, basically. So coming up this week, starting in the Prem, we've got Balasala Alpha versus Thompson Travel 1, Route 1 Connections versus Simcox Blue Eagles, Brown Crane Tomb Raiders take on Manx Gems Rubies, Marbury Misfits A take on Balasala Bravo, and Simcox Red Eagles take on Simcox Gold Eagles. So Ailish Brideson, our Manx Radio netball correspondent, is in the studio with me. Ailish, what is the match of the day to look out for?
I think the match of the day will be Route 1 Connections versus Simcox Blue. All of the games will be nice to watch, but I do think that will be kind of run-to-the-wire game. It'll be nice and close. Both teams are kind of performing well, Connections kind of delivering in their new combinations, which is good, and Blues are starting to settle. So I don't think it'll be as easy as saying, oh yeah, they're going to go in and win. I do think it'll be extremely close between the two teams, and probably you'll have changes, so maybe one team leading up to half time and then another team coming back in the second half. Yeah, it could go either way, I think.
And Simcox Blue, of course, being your team, I think last season both Route 1 and Simcox had kind of quite tough seasons,
yeah,
really. And now they really seem to have like clicked things into,
yeah,
place.
Yeah.
So I think it will make for really interesting watching.
Yeah.
Moving on to Div 1, we've got Long and Humphrey Tomb Raiders. They're taking on Manx Gems Sapphires. Castletown Spaniards take on Thompson Travel 2. Simcox Green Eagles versus Balasala Charlie. Marbury Misfits B take on Young Farmers A, and Thompson Travel 3 versus Route 1 Turbos. What are your thoughts on that selection?
Again, there's some good games. I think the one to watch would be Castletown Spaniards versus Thompson Travel 2. I've watched both of those teams play, actually, and in isolation they are both like amazing teams. They both have completely different styles of play. So Spaniards, they tried, there were four different combinations in each of the quarters. They're clearly a very versatile team. Combinations obviously worked better in some than others, but they were very strong and very consistent. Whereas Thompson Travel 2, they rely a lot on their strengths. So they've got some, you know, really good, young, strong players that are coming through. It takes them a little while to warm up. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if they do get a bit of a dip and Spaniards start to take it away, whether Thompson can kind of hold their own and come back. They very much can't. They could do so. I mean, Spaniards are sat second in the division at the moment. And Thompson Travel, I think, are sat at fourth. But there's no reason to say why Thompson couldn't come out and win this weekend.
And finally, in Division 2, we've got Route 1 Vaults taking on Castletown Celts. Simcox White take on Ramsey Red. Balasala Delta take on own club team Balasala Echo. Young Farmers B take on Ramsey Black. And Manx Gems Emeralds take on Simcox Silver Eagles.
I think a good match to watch, in my own opinion, would be the Whites versus Ramsey Red. They are sat, you know, next to each other in the league. They're teams that I don't think have won a game just yet, but it doesn't mean that they've not come out and performed really well. I've not managed to catch more than a quarter of the Reds. Likewise, I've not managed to catch more than half a game for the Whites based on where we've been playing. But both teams have kind of showed like moments of absolute brilliance, and sometimes it's just a missed shot or a forced ball into the circle, which means that they're not getting their goals. So it will be interesting to see, like, out of the two, who settles the quickest.
And this will be a big week for one of those teams, because one
they'll
of
get
them
their first
is
win,
yeah, exactly,
which is really exciting. And you know, obviously I've been with the Whites at training, and they're really starting to come into their own, and sometimes you do just need, you know, a couple of losses and a couple of games to get under your belt to see, okay, we've identified where our weaknesses are, we know where our strengths are, and you'll start to see teams now starting to play to their strengths rather than just trying to play a game of netball. So it will be interesting to see actually whether they can identify errors on a Sunday and kind of be like, okay, let's rectify this, let's change it up, and let's go again and try something else, which, you know, they've shown moments of that, so I do hope they come out and do the same this week.
This week's update from the Isle of Man with Rhiann Evans from Manx Radio.